CDP in the Torres Strait is not being affected as it is in the mainland communities in the Cape. As far as I know, we're still continuing the same stream that CDP is at the
moment. That's the CDP.
Yeah.
But we're told that the government are phasing out the community police. Now, I quite frankly, I don't understand how that's happening when they're employed by the councils, but whether they'll stop the councils employing them or something, I don't know. But
you can appreciate that Aboriginal councils don't actually have a rates base, so our capacity to fund these sort of programs have been rather innovative in terms of use of other funding sources, but at this point in time, if that funding source is stopped, the harsh reality of it is councils are going to have no alternative unless there are some other fundamental changes that are not part of today's inquiry.
Okay. Well, how do you see it panning out in the islands?
Well, same as the Aboriginal Council, the island councils are not rates-based either. The way it works at the moment, the funding comes through the state government financial aid funds to the councils that put on our police officers, the community police officers. Because the request came from the community that they wanted longer hours for our police officers so that they could be on call at night as well as during the day. Now, what happens is that they just get that top-up in their pay from a CDP component. And it doesn't meet any award wage or anything in any case at all, because there is no award there for them in the first place. Kwatsipon Badu has been there for 7 years. I'm not too sure how many of the Outer Island community police officers have actually been through the process of Kwatsip. I think I attended a Kwatsip meeting in Brisbane. There's nobody here that was there. Yeah. What was in what, August? Yeah, in August. And they talked about scrapping WhatsApp in the other communities, but Mbadu actually was still staying in there. And they talked about the justice entry programs and the police academy for officers actually on WhatsApp at the moment. But one of the concerns that I have received from our police officers in our communities in the Torres Strait was that if they went through these programs and they came back as police officers under the QPS, they would not be returning back to their communities.
No.
They want to be police officers in their communities. They don't want to be shifted here, there, and everywhere. That the whole process of them going through a justice entry program or the academy would be to take those qualifications that they've achieved back into their community so that they could do their policing there. What I'll do is I'll hand over to Mr. Moresby, because they've, since youth have come around with the CMC and since the word about Kwatsip have come out, the police officers themselves, through Alan Dewis, have held workshops in the Torres Strait in regards to where they want to go and what they want to do after this. And we're aware of this. They've notified all chairs, all councils in the Straits. So I'll let Ned actually talk on the paper that they produced from their workshop. Yes, Ned.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much, Margaret.